People travel from far and wide to attend the Ashland Independent Film Festival, opening today and running through Monday. Some of those people are actually traveling home. Those include our next guest, who's a Rogue Valley native, graduated from high school in the Rogue Valley, and came back with a finished film for the festival. Dylan Porter is co-executive producer and one of the actors in Bastards y Diablos, playing at the Ashland Independent Film Festival this week. Dylan Porter, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're from Medford originally?
I am. Born in Ashland, raised in Medford.
And where did you and Andrew Perez, your co-executive producer, meet?
Yeah, we met at school at Northwestern. We were both studying theater, and I was actually in a play that he authored there. And so I've known him as a writer for maybe 10 years. And as soon as we graduated, we would hang out in his kitchen in Chicago and freestyle with our friend John Dixon. And that was about the most fun you could have on a Friday for less than $5. You know, we'd all chip in and get some terrible beer and pass the time and just, yeah, I mean, his mind is unlike anyone else's. And so when Andrew said, I have an idea for a screenplay, I said, you know, tell me more.
Well, and in fact, you mentioned the kitchen projects. Your first joint project created together, I understand, it was called the Kitchen Sink Project, but something like a superhero thing?
Oh, yeah. It was Spider-Man versus Batman was the title. And I play Peter Parker's best friend. So you don't actually see Spider-Man fight Batman, though that is the premise of the play. But I play Willie, who is a depressed 21-year-old who tries to sort of drink himself into an early grave. And it was a great play. Still get people remembering it from time at Northwestern.
So I'm trying to think, because I know one of your friends from South Medford High School.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the number of years here. I won't get into that because I don't want to give anybody's age away, mine included. But how long and bumpy a journey to get to where you are now, where you're actually making films with Andrew that are ending up in film festivals?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, the road of an artist is like a long one. And you have to remember that it's about making art with people that you care about and that you resonate with. You'll be on a project. This particular one has been 3 years in the making, you know, and we're just now sort of feeling the rewards of the fruits of our labor. But it is a laborious process. I mean, I contend that it's just as hard to make good art as it is to make really bad art. You have to try just as hard. And so, you know, you'll be the judge on Sunday whether or not we've succeeded or was it an epic fail.
So talk about the genesis of the project. I mean, the name itself is unique, Bastards y Diablos.
Yeah,
so you got the English and Spanish all in the same title.
Yes, and the original title was The Extradition of Bastards y Diablos, because the film takes place in Colombia. It's filmed entirely on location in this beautiful country. And extradition really has a loaded, really loaded term. And Escobar in the 80s was really trying to change the Constitution to not allow extradition. He said better a grave in Colombia than a jail cell in America. And so when Andrew first approached me, it was obvious that, you know, Colombia, it had to be Colombia because he himself is 100% Colombian, both his mother and father. And we had numerous family members on both sides helping us throughout, and really could not have done the project without their sort of gracious welcoming and ushering us through this country.
And so what's it about?
It's about these two half-brothers, of which I play one and Andrew the other, and they are estranged from one another. They sort of grew up not knowing each other and not knowing their father, so they're the two bastards.
Did they even know the other existed?
They do. They knew that, yeah, and it's been about 15 years since they've seen one another, mm-hmm. So they were, you know, teenagers. And so when their father dies, they travel back to the country of his birth and his death in order to scatter his ashes in the places that meant something to him. So it is a cross-country road trip film about these two estranged, I would say. And they don't even really – they're sort of unawake. They're sort of sleepwalking through this country. And – getting in touch with their Latin roots, they're, you know, fumbling through their Spanish and fumbling through their relationship with one another.
I understand there was some fumbling through the Spanish with the crew as well. So talk about some of the challenges of shooting in Colombia.
Well, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do this without Peter Grigsby, the director of photography, and Benjamin Templin, the sound production sound, who are both Oregonians, by the way. Those two guys are, you know, incredible. Normally you have a crew of 15, 20. We were six. Six guys, 35 days, nine cities. So we shot every day. We had, you know, 3 terabytes of information by the time we got back. So there's a lot to sift through in the edit. But the only way to make it happen was to be that fleet-footed and that small, because you pull out a boom mic and you have a crane shot, people start to come across the street and wonder, like, what's going on over here? So we were able to sort of get in and get out. We really felt like bank robbers every day, every time we got a location.
Sounds like you didn't get a lot of permits or things
no,
like that.
No, zero permits. You know, I'm an independent filmmaker, capital I. You know, a lot of the times you go to Sundance and you see these, you know, $4, $5, $6 million films. To me, that's a lot of money. And I could probably make 20 films for that amount. So we feel like, you know, our strength was our weakness. You know, we didn't have any money. We had nothing to lose. No deadline. No one's saying, you know, where's the finished product? It was done when we said it was done. When, you know, and it's sort of like a poem like that. You just walk away from it. You can't ever stop editing a film. Can't ever stop rewriting your words. You just, which is why I love freestyling so much, because then you're done.
Dylan Porter's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is a Rogue Valley native coming back with his film Bastards y Diablos, which he co-executive produced and also acts in. And he'll be showing at the Ashland Independent Film Festival on Sunday, apparently.
Yeah, 2 screenings. We have a noon at the historic Ashland Armory, and that's rush tickets only. And then we have an 8:40 p.m. screening at the Ashland Street Cinemas. And there are still tickets available online at ashlandfilm.org.
If you have questions or comments about the process or want to just get to know a little more about Dylan, give us a call on the Exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone. By email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. So there are parts of this film that seem like it's a documentary, and I guess given what you're telling me now about the way in which it was shot, it makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, director A.D. Fries has a background in documentary filmmaking, and Peter Grigsby he was the personal photographer on Governor Schwarzenegger's campaign, so he has a journalistic background. And you know that their strength is getting in the room and letting the performances play and sort of stepping out of the way. So rather than micromanaging every moment, you sort of Cassavetes style let it live. And you can feel it in the room as a performer, as an actor, like when you attend the Oregon Shakespeare Festival here, and there's a moment where everybody in the audience sort of leans forward, you know, and you get the little hairs on the back of your neck begin to stand up. You can feel that tangible, palpable energy. Same thing when you're making a film, when you're on set and it's, you know, it's gold. Everyone knows it. You can feel it, and you just hope that all the technical stuff was right.
So in addition to kind of doing this on the fly, you used non-actors as well, I understand, in addition to people who had some acting chops here. But the non-actors were some real finds, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yeah. And that is a superpower of mine, if I can toot my own horn, is working with non-actors. I've directed several pieces of Shakespeare in New York City, and I'll gravitate towards the actors who said, well, I don't do much Shakespeare. I've never really done classic text. And I find that to be, I find that to be so worthwhile when you have someone who's completely present. So when you have someone who doesn't identify as an actor, but they have some sort of, I mean, we all have a spark of an artist in us. And if they are able to understand the parameters of the scene, I think sometimes the performances you get from quote-unquote non-actors or naturalistic actors are better than those of us who spent a fortune going to university studying it.
Now, one of the non-actors is your father, is that right?
That's true. Now, I would contend that he is an actor, but it's just buried out of his list of nouns because he has a lot of other nouns that he likes to do. But yes, my father, Brian, is in the film. He plays an expatriate, Joseph. He also produced the film. He was the driver. He was the catering services. He did everything down there with us in Colombia.
When we actually have a clip of Brian Porter talking about his experience with Bastards y Diablos,
and
here that is.
So director Aaron thought it'd be natural for the expat Joseph to be nibbling on some street food, and the most plentiful item available were these corn on the bone pieces that frankly didn't sit very well with me. I didn't enjoy them, and I would spit most of the kernels out between takes. Point is, by the time we finished the street scene there in Sorrento, I'd gone through about 5 of those things, and I've never had an ear of corn since, and I'm still actually picking some kernels out of the back of my teeth. Well, maybe I'll try one tonight. Nah, I don't think so.
That is Brian Porter, the father of Dylan Porter, who is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Dylan is the co-executive producer and one of the actors in Bastards y Diablos, which plays at the Oregon, the Ashland Independent Film Festival this weekend.
Yes, it does.
So has your dad had corn since that time?
No, I don't think he actually has. No, that was, it was a great invention by the director to give him something to do as we first see him in that street scene in Salento. The two brothers are kind of wandering, lost, and they need some guidance, and he is one of their gatekeepers. He says, oh, yeah, I know that, and sends them sort of in the right direction. You know, yeah, my dad is willing to play along every simple genius idea. He'll get on board with it. And so when I talked about making a film down in Colombia, he was like, well, I haven't been there in 40 years. I'd love to go and love to see how you guys make something. I'm a neophyte, but we all were. So we learned together, and the learning curve was steep, but everyone in Colombia really opened up their doors and made it possible. So
is it a full-length feature?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 99 minutes, just a shade under the century mark. There's a 3.5-hour cut of the film that I really liked, but everyone...
couldn't take anything out, huh?
We should. I was like, oh, we can't lose that scene. So it's tough when you're, you know, you have to kill your darlings, I think is the phrase. But there's a fantastic book out there by Walter Murch called In the Blink of an Eye. He's the one who edited Apocalypse Now, and any young filmmaker, I would say it's required reading.
So you've been to a couple of other festivals before the Ashland Independent Film Festival.
Yeah,
how received? How was Bastards y Diablos received?
Most recently, we were down at the San Diego Latino Festival, and there were Colombians in the audience with flags waving. And so I was concerned about how it's going to play to the Colombian audience because, you know, from our point of view, like, we were going down there and people would ask us what the film was about, and you have to sort of assure them that it's not a narcotraficante, you know, alta drama, that it's a story about family. And a lot of the responses were people standing up and saying, you know, I haven't been home in 15 years, 20 years, and thank you for, you know, taking me back. And a lot of people stand up and say, you know, I'm estranged from a relative, and it's been too long since I've contacted them. So I think the film is really hitting people on a personal level. It's very specific to Andrew's experience. You know, semi-autobiographical, I would say, is a fair assumption. But the fact that it's so specific, I think, makes it kind of universal in that everybody sees themselves in these two brothers. It's easy to relate to.
The Andrew we're talking about is Andrew Perez,
Andrew
the co-executive
Perez.
Producer. Dylan Porter is the other executive producer and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange, and one of the actors as well. He's one of the two brothers. The log line is, two estranged brothers adventure through Colombia to fulfill their dead father's will and connect with their family, their father's homeland, and ultimately each other. That's Bastards y Diablos, Bastards and Devils, if you prefer to make it all English.
Yeah.
And Dylan Porter, pleasure to meet you. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeffrey, it's been my pleasure.
Good to see you.